This is certainly good news, and this is definitely an important milestone for Guinea, but also for all of West African countries that have been affected by the Ebola virus in the last 2 years. And this really shows that it is possible to put in place necessary measures by national authorities, by international responders, but also by the community itself in order to defeat this disease. Again, this is a very important milestone, and we hope it will be a beginning of the end of the Ebola outbreak in the region.
Does end of Ebola transmission mean that the virus is completely over in Guinea and West Africa?
No, that we know by now that virus persists in certain areas of body of those who survived Ebola. So we know that, for example, the latest flare up, those latest few cases in Liberia were due to a virus that has been transmitted from survivors. So it is very likely that we will have in coming months flare-ups or a small number of infections because the virus is still in the body of survivors. Now, again, the big difference right now is that all three countries are very well equipped to detect and to respond to these flare-ups. Again, it takes some time for survivors to clear out the virus, so it is important that the countries remain vigilant in the coming months, while at the same time go to full recovery of health systems as a whole.
And what are the main lessons learned from this outbreak and response that followed?
Well, really, the main lessons is that the world and every country should be prepared for outbreaks. What we have seen is that because of a poor and very weak health systems, Ebola managed to do so much damage to communities and to those countries. We really hope that countries in West Africa, but all the other countries around the world, will implement international health regulations and put in place necessary capacities to be able to deal with these kind of situations.
And what do you see as the main priorities for Ebola response in 2016, particularly for some of the 15,000 survivors?
First, it is really to keep necessary vigilance, keep necessary capacities to detect and to respond to any possible new cases of Ebola. So to have enough of qualified workers, to have enough of laboratory capacity, to have enough of treatment centers. Secondly, it is really important, as you say, to take care of survivors. Basically, these people have symptoms that persist. They need to get all the necessary care they need. We also need to continue to work on research to understand the persistence of the virus. We also have to continue to work on research and development, something that has been done very well in the past 2 years, work on new diagnostics, vaccines, and therapies. So this is really something that World Health Organization, but other partners as well, will use really as a model for any future health emergencies.
Tariq, you visited Conakry and several localities in southern Guinea during this outbreak. If you have to choose one emotional moment, which one would you choose?
I think definitely, as any other person who visited those countries, I would really always remember July and August 2014, when really the virus was spreading very fast among communities across borders between Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone. And then when the moment when there was no really enough of beds in treatment centers, there wasn't enough of trained health workers, and it looked really, really bad that communities were so badly affected and there was no immediate assistance available. And this is something that I think something that will stay with me for a long time.